So, next up, we've got Berkeley Social Scene.
The crowd is on their feet, close to the stage, feel the heat, amplifiers, roaring at 11, six strings straight to heaven. You know we're the best, so far ahead.
I don't know if you know this about me, but I love post-punk music, and the bass tone and riff right off the top with that sort of angular, sharp guitar playing in the right channel. It sounds like a Gang of Four song or something to me, and I'm really into it when it first comes on. I just love the music in this song, and I wish that the lyrics were just not kind of braggy and sort of lazy. I would have liked it better if they tried to say something interesting rather than just, oh my god, we're so rock and roll and we're so badass. And, you know, they didn't try to shoehorn a bend the knee line in the title just so they could compete in song fight. That's annoying. I'm not going to ding them for it, but I am annoyed by it.
Yeah.
But the music is seriously good. Love the guitars. Love the bass. Lunkhead singing is really good. And, you know, this is a marathon, so not a sprint. They can leave some of their lyrical good stuff for later rounds. But yeah, I just felt they phoned it in on the lyrics a little bit, and I think I've heard this theme from them before. The dynamics of the song are good. The section where it's just the bass and drums are really nice, and the chorus pops like it should. You know, it's another good way of using dynamics in an ordinary way without messing up the song. And we didn't need to encourage these guys to use dynamics. They used them anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I really like that opening sort of groove made up of the disparate, you know, separate spurts of instrumentation that, you know, on their own would be very sparse, but come together for that jumpy rhythm section, which is really cool. I just like that a whole lot. And I like the whole song a lot. It's good and energetic and catchy, but then that tacked on bend the knee comes in, and it's not bad. And I might think different if I wasn't aware of Song Fight, but, you know, that part came on and I'm like, oh, give me a goddamn break. Really? You know, it's tacked on and it's gratuitous. Now, again, it's not bad. It doesn't sound bad, but it's distracting. But again, it's only distracting because I know about Song Fight. I'm going to do my best to avoid considering that kind of minor annoyance in my ratings because, you know, really, there's nothing wrong with doing that. Again, there's nothing wrong with doing sort of a song that crosses both of the Song Fight and Nerein, but just that, I don't know, I'm already annoyed for the Song Fight because that's obviously sort of just tacked onto the end. It's not intrinsic to the rest of the song. I wish I could be apart from it and just judge this on its own merits, and I will do my best. I'm going to try my best not to let this bring it down in the rankings because the rest of the song's great. The verses are wonderful, and that rhythm section is wonderful, and I like the dynamics. So it's all good. So why not, you know, rank them right up there where they deserve to be? And so I'll keep that in mind when I do the rankings. I haven't done my rankings yet.
Me either.